This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I was just telling BJ how I got my son for Christmas. I got him the Garmin Fenix 8 watch.
Yeah.
And it saved his life. It saved he and his friends' lives. They were hiking and they went up, I don't know where they were, and the path, the trail got covered with snow and they couldn't find their way down. They were literally like lost.
Yeah.
And so they had the coordinates on his watch and it got him down.
Yeah. It saved me before too. I've been at an intersection before, like over at Broadway and C-470, and I don't know to go right or to go left. Am I going to go east or west to go home? Saved my life.
Really? The GPS saves your life?
You know, that's the only feature on my watch, because I have the Garmin too.
Yeah.
It's the only feature I really don't use, because I only go from work to home. And so when I get to Lucent, I know where I'm at.
You do?
Yeah. Or if on a Friday, sometimes I'll go off the beaten path on a Friday and run down to Hooters to have lunch.
Yeah.
But when I get to the Hooters parking lot, I usually know where I'm at.
So it's never saved your life?
No, it's never had to save my life. But one of these days, you never know, Jamie. Yeah.
Well, one of these days, you might get like confused or something.
Yeah.
You know, the dementia might set in, and you'll be like, how do I get home from Hooters?
I may have to go downtown one day.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. Anyway.
I got to tell you, though, this watch on me is probably the most useless device I could have.
Really?
Yeah, because like you said, all the features that it has, it doesn't even apply to my life. All I do is use it for time. And then every now and then, you know, for when I go to the golf course, it tells me I got 42 yards to the flag. But other than that, all these features like altitude and
not using any of them.
Maybe, you know, that's a $1,200 watch on your arm.
Maybe the whole a little feature on here that tells me I got a pulse. Maybe that's probably the most important part of it.
Yeah.
BJ, you're still alive. You got a pulse.
But you guys got Frog the little junior watch, right?
I will tell you this.
This is a great idea.
This really worked out. The junior watch is only like $95. Okay, it's less than $100. But it puts chores on their watch.
Oh.
And they achieve these goals by doing their chores. And then your, you know, steps and all that are on there too. But he loves it. He cleaned his room yesterday, took his laundry down.
That's a great idea.
And he could mark it off, you know, so you can keep up with it day to day that you've, on Wednesday I forgot to do this. And you can make it up with rewards.
That's pretty cool.
And it works out really cool.
So you give him a big Reese cup, the big heart one?
Yeah, I try to. But I got a feeling. I know Frog. It's going to wear off by next week.
Oh, you think?
He's going to be over it?
I think he's going to have about a four-day run with this thing, and he's going to toss this watch or conveniently lose it.
I don't. don't know. That's a kind of a cool thing still.
I'm just saying. I know Frog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would. It is your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is great, you guys. Meghan Markle. We talked about, we read kind of what she did in this little, it's so fake. Okay. So let me give you the scene. So she's in a garden. We don't know if it's her garden. We don't know whose garden it is. And they're acting like it's an impromptu. Remember when she changed the name of her company to As Ever?
Just a few days ago.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't it like the day that it was due to come out or the day before?
Yeah. So she's just
she decided to change it.
She changed the name of the company to As Ever, and they're making fun of the video because she's acting like it's an impromptu that Harry just all of a sudden took on his phone, right? And so, but the edits are horrible. I mean, they're just awful. And then she just has a nude lip. I know you guys don't know what that means. And she just has a little bit of lip gloss on. She had a whole makeup team, obviously, try to make her look like she doesn't have any makeup on, but she has makeup on. Sure. But it's real, it's like just trying to look natural with a little nude lip and a little blush on. And anyway, so she's in her garden and they make fun of her because she says things like she's a crafter. She loves crafting, but she was never allowed to talk about it before. Like when she was at the wherever at the chateau, what's
Buckingham.
Up? Yeah, and they wrote this. They said, Meghan gives us the impression she was never allowed to talk about crafting because crafting wasn't as important to the Queen as opening a hospice center.
Really?
Well, because the Queen liked to, like, yeah. We don't need to see your arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do good.
Right.
Help the world.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
We're very privileged and we need to give back.
So it says, basically, you were never allowed to talk about your crafting. Oh, no. And anyway, so listen to this. It's awful.
It's recording.
Okay.
It's recording.
Cat's out of the bag. I'm shocked we've kept this a secret for so long. In 2 weeks, my show is coming out, which I'm so excited for. And also my business, which I think there's been a lot of curiosity about.
No, there hasn't.
Last year, I had thought, you know what? American Riviera, that sounds like such a great name. It's my neighborhood. It's a nickname for Santa Barbara. But it limited me to things that were just manufactured and grown in this area. Then Netflix came on, not just as my partner in the show, but as my partner in my business, which was huge. So I thought about it. And I've been waiting for a moment to share a name that I had secured in 2022. And this is the moment. And it's called As Ever. As Ever essentially means as it's always been. And if you followed me since 2014 with the TIG, you know I've always loved cooking and crafting and gardening. This is what I do. And I haven't been able to share it with you in the same way for the past few years, but now I can. So as things are starting to trickle out there, I wanted you to hear it from me first. Of course, there will be fruit preserves. I think we're all clear at this point that jam is my jam. But there's so many more products that I just love that I use in my home. And now it's time to share it with you. So I can't wait for you to see it. Thanks, guys.
What's she doing? Taking on Smuckers?
Yeah, remember?
She's their competition for Smuckers?
Remember she said that her jam is her jam.
Ugh.
Remember?
I don't like her.
I don't either. And they're saying, so she wants to share a lot of new products. And they were saying what? Like the As Ever dustpan? The As Ever mop? Things that she likes to use in her house on an everyday basis. The As Ever mop? The As Ever dustpan? The As Ever sponge?
Paper
as
towels
ever. And she secured this, she says, a few years
ago. Yeah.
Saw all this coming.
Yeah.
Netflix, who's paying her a boatload of money.
Yeah.
I'll bet you Netflix wishes they could get out of this deal.
Oh, I bet they do too.
Because didn't they pay like $100 million?
And
they don't
like,
see it going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because, it's not going to.
You know, she was silenced in the crafting world.
She was. The queen wouldn't let her. She'd smack her with that ruler.
Don't you
talk about your crafting.
No crafting here.
No, there's no knitting talk going on here.
Hospice centers.
No.
Oh, my God, they destroyed her. But anyway, And did you hear at the beginning of it when he's like, oh, we're recording? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, there are full-blown edits in this thing. Everybody's just ripping it to pieces.
She caught her off guard, didn't they?
Oh, Harry, you're recording me. Oh,
I hate when that happens.
Oh, I know.
When we're in conversation about something, then you tell me you're recording me, JB?
Yeah.
Oh, it throws me for a loop.
Oh my God.
She is so fake.
It's so fake.
She's so fake. I kind of don't like Harry either.
Yeah,
you know,
because
he lets all
it.
This happen.
I know. He's
got to put his foot down at some point.
He used to be the prince. Now he's a bad actor. Like he has his phone on. Oh, we're recording. God. He used to play helicopters.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, at the very beginning.
I didn't know that was him.
At the very beginning.
Oh, I didn't know that was him.
At the very beginning.
It's recording.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Cat's out of the bag.
Oh, you're right. That's Harry. Harry, stop. Don't be a part of this as was.
Exactly.
Or whatever it's called. It's as ever.
As if.
As
no,
if.
No, it's as ever. Sorry. As if. That's what my new company is called. As if.
As if.
Should be.
Oh, my
as
God, like,
wipe.
As is. Whoa. As ever butt wipes. Anyway, Jessica Simpson, we talked about her earlier. She is coming out with a new album, and it's all about, it's a revenge album. She says it's very raw, it's real. It's like the most heartbreak she's ever had going through this divorce. Real raw, it's real. And this is her first single off of it. Go on, use my heart against me.
Yeah, look at her go. You go, go, Jesse.
I don't know.
It's no Adele, but it's pretty good.
I don't know how I feel about it, yeah.
I don't know if it's country. I don't know if it's pop. What
yeah,
is it?
I don't
it?
Know either. It's kind of corny between, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's a weird sound.
Yeah.
It says, Holy Ghost, I'm a believer. I'm the key and you're the keeper. Here I come. don't misuse, don't confuse my love. Well, you can knock me with a feather, only you know what to do.
Is it true she's a billionaire?
That's what I heard.
That's what I'm hearing, too, that she's a billionaire. That's crazy.
Unfortunately, I like...
Her clothing line or something?
I have some of her shoes.
Is it shoes?
I have some shoes.
Yeah, they say she makes a boatload of... Are they good shoes?
They're good shoes, but it's embarrassing to wear.
Do they have JS on them?
No, thank God. But they're embarrassing to wear Jessica Simpson's shoes.
Does anyone know? If you wore them in here,
no,
would I know that they're Jessica Simpson's shoes?
They don't have any kind of thing that says, no, just inside the sole.
Oh.
Like when you took your foot out.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing. It's like, oh my God, I'm wearing her shoes.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? It's just kind of weird.
Yeah, I got you.
I feel like those Skechers slide-ons are embarrassing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's for people that have given up.
Really? No, I feel like they're awesome.
No, I'm with you.
It feels like
it
old
does.
People's shoes.
It does.
I just love how they're like kind of like slippers. You just slip them on.
I know, but doesn't it feel like you gave up? It's like when Velcro was invented on the shoe.
Like you can't bend down to tie your shoes.
Yeah.
It's like slides.
Yeah.
Slides are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like something Peyton Manning would need because he can't get pinned down. Remember that report that came out?
Yep.
And I feel bad for Peyton Manning. They said he couldn't tie it. When he was retiring, he couldn't bend down to tie his shoes. He was so broken up.
Yeah.
So now he wears those slide-on Skechers.
Yeah, I get you with the Jessica Simpson line, though, that somebody will spot you out and they'll know exactly what you're wearing, and it's a little embarrassing. I feel that way when I get caught out with those tight jeans on, Mark Anthony jeans. Sometimes I'll be out and somebody will say, hey,
babe. You look so good.
Those are Mark Anthony's, aren't they? And I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
I know, but I bought you those underwear that lift your ass and they look so hot in there.
Yeah, but nobody really, they just assume that's really my ass.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
they don't know.
Most of the time. They don't really know that it's underwear that's enhancing that.
You know, if you, like, if the wife leaves you or whatever, I will tell you, as somebody that used to have a water bra, it is embarrassing to take your boobs off and lay them on the floor. And so when you take your ass off and lay it on the floor, and if you start dating, that's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
It is going to be embarrassing.
Well, I'd never get in that situation, so we're all good.
All right, good to know.
The way I look at it is ass on, ass off.
Right.
Ass on, ass off. Kind of like the lights.
Here's a sad story for BJ. I don't even know how to tell him.
What? No, it's Friday. Don't ruin my weekend. What are you talking about?
Looks like Hooters is going down the tank.
No.
Say what?
Yep.
Say
Hooters.
What? Whoa.
Hugely popular theme restaurant change on brink of bankruptcy, sparking fears of mass closures.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Where are the girls going to let the puppies breathe?
Oh, my God.
I mean, where are they going to go? I mean, Twin Peaks can only hire so many.
Yeah.
And I feel like going from Hooters to Shotgun Willie's is a leap.
Oh, yeah, they can't go there.
Yeah. I mean, that's a career
change. That's the
change.
A-team.
Yeah, that's a whole different ball.
Yeah.
So where are they going?
I feel bad
for the girls. I may head down there today.
And I feel like it's the only place that keeps those, remember those pantyhose that were in an egg?
Yeah.
The orange ones. I feel like it's the only thing that keeps them afloat.
Yeah. That's their clientele right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can't believe that. What a sad day.
It is a sad day.
Hooters going bankrupt.
Man.
I love their wings.
They are good wings.
Oh, man.
They're stupid.
Best.
No, they're the big, best. But they're also crispy they're at the same best. Time.
Mm. Mm.
It looks like they plucked it off a chicken.
You know, I was just there on Sunday because Frog chose that as his birthday dinner.
For six?
Yeah. Start him young.
Turned seven. He turned seven.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's grown up now. He notices.
He chose that place?
This is the difference.
We chose Hooters. And we went to Hooters on Sunday for his birthday. Yeah.
My son to this day remembers the time I took him to Hooters in Florida. What's that place where all the Scientologists are?
Clearwater.
Yeah, you told me to go there.
Yeah.
So we did. And
it's the original.
The only place to eat is at Hooters. Mm. He was mortified.
Why?
Mortified. He was 10 years old and the lady was bent over his saying, "Why don't you try this one?" And he's like, "Ah!" And he's still to this day, when he gets a girlfriend or whatever, he's like, "My mom took me to Hooters at 10 years old." He did not appreciate being taken there.
I'll tell you, they have the best wings on the planet.
I heard you.
They're really the good. They are the best.
It's like they just plucked it off a chicken.
I don't think you're a chicken wing fan, though.
I love chicken wings, yeah. But these are
too big. I thought you
big.
Didn't like the bone in.
But, you know, I'll eat them. I'll eat the drummies.
Yeah.
But the ones that are, those are weird.
Oh, the flats perfect. Are the best part, though.
Yeah, they're perfect.
No, they're as big as my arm.
I love flats.
I love them.
Yeah, because they got that little thing that hangs off the end, that little piece of skin, and it gets like extra crispy. That and you, oh, man, I love biting into that.
It's as big as my arm. It's like gnawing on my arm.
More food for you.
Yeah.
They're just weird. And then one time we got them naked or something. I was like eating something raw. That place.
Yeah, I don't get them naked.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Full tilt. Whoa, full tilt?
Full tilt boogie when I get down to Hooters.
The full tilt boogie.
Take the governor off.
I'm wondering, are any of you guys listening this morning? Because I feel like I'm looking at the freeways and nobody's on them and nobody's in our parking lot and all my girlfriends are sending pictures right now. They're so rude.
They're
sending pictures like all curled up in their beds. You know, just like, oh my God, best day ever.
I feel like though people are just starting to move right now.
I
feel like it's starting to clear up a little bit, so people are starting to move. Maybe a little delay this morning.
So
again, there are those that are just blowing it off completely.
So we did like the show for just us, the four of us.
Basically.
So basically, Heather Collins is going to be doing the morning show this morning.
I know, right?
When she comes on. It's like we did the overnight show all of a sudden.
Yeah, nobody's here.
Nobody's around. Yeah. Nobody's on the road.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
And I mean, literally, don't you hate it when like your wife or whatever, she's sleeping in, you have to get up on those mornings? That's how it is with my girlfriends. They're like, oh my God, best morning ever. Bitches. Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tell
we see it every day, though, for Carson and myself, because you get up and everybody's still asleep and they're snoring, and you got to get out the door, and it's like,
it's freezing outside.
You almost want to put a pillow over their face.
Wow!
I'm just saying.
Almost. You don't.
You don't do it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Of course not.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I don't mind saying this. If you own a snake, you're weird.
Yeah, I'm going to back you up on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shpadil, I could see you being a snake owner.
I hate snakes.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm terrified of them.
All right. Carson, what about you?
No.
No.
I'm not afraid of them. I'll pick them up, you know, if you see one at the cabin or whatever. But
you pick them up?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What do you do that for?
I couldn't do that.
I won't even touch a little garden snake.
Give me one reason why you'd want to or why you should.
Because I was raised by Bob White. And that's what you do?
But you don't just pick up a snake for the hell of it.
Yeah, you do. If it's going in towards the house, you pick it up and relocate it.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it with a rattler, obviously, but just that, you know, those little snakes that are around the
green
house. Yeah,
they're
just,
snake.
They're just around the house.
Well, the reason I bring this up is I was telling Jamie off air and Carson, I was telling these guys off air that somebody in my neighborhood yesterday, and I think, I'm not for sure, but I think it's across the street, two houses to the left, I think. And they posted yesterday on the neighborhood watch that their pet snake is loose.
Ooh.
And they don't know where it went. Now, the good news is this.
It's dead.
It ain't going anywhere outside.
Yeah.
So it's got to be within their walls or whatever. But, man, I hope they find it before summer.
But you know, I and you guys are going to be mad about this too, because I know you snake owners are not happy about that. But I'm suspect about bird owners, and I've said it every year forever.
Birds?
It just, they don't make sense. They just squawk and poop.
Well,
yeah, birds, they just hang out in a cage.
But
yeah.
Birds to me aren't as bizarre as a snake. Yeah. A snake to me is more bizarre. As far as, you know, I'm not a bird owner either, so I kind of don't get
Schmidel
that.
I can see Schmidel as a bird owner.
Schmidel, do you like right. birds?
Yeah, they're kind of fun. Same. Parrots and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's one for you.
Cockatoo.
I was getting ready to do the cockatoo joke. It was going to be a funny joke.
Yeah,
about how
he likes a cockatoo.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we laugh. But then you just flipped him up, so my joke was ruined.
He said he doesn't have one. I said, well, here's one for you.
Yeah, he flipped him off. My cockatoo joke fell flat.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay, we gotta go, we gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. The weekend is almost here, so we gotta get out of here. Snow, roads. Oh, don't forget, the weekend tickets, 5 o'clock today with the Slacker Show.
I'm so excited. I'm going to the Fly Fishing Expo.
You are going?
Yes. Yeah.
You actually took some lessons, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few times.
Did you catch anything?
Yep. Sure have.
No kidding. You're a good fisherman, huh?
I am a good fisherman.
You still got your waders?
I got my waders. Yep. Woo! Got my waders. Sometimes a pee in them. Keeps it warm.
I hear you.
You got to pee in them, make them warm.
I got you. All right, we got to go. We got to go. Let's see here.
What
anything
else
we're
is
missing?
Going on?
I don't think so. I think that I got a
laid-back
weekend this weekend.
Oh, you do?
Know? Yeah. I'm hoping some of the snow melts off here so I can finish up some things around the house.
Can I give you a pro tip?
Yeah.
Don't even bother to shovel because it's going to be like 60 tomorrow. It's all going to melt.
Well...
Roll the dice, man.
What if somebody slips and falls on my sidewalk, though? What if I get sued?
Not your problem.
Could be.
No, you have a heart condition.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't be shoveling.
Yeah, but you just use your electric shovel.
Oh, that's true. I'm going to take you up on it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to go home and sit on my butt.
Literally, it's going to all melt tomorrow.
No, I'm with you, Jamie.
Yeah, there's no reason.
I got a heart problem.
Right.
I'm a sick man. All right, we got to go. Okay. You guys have a great day.
Oh,
enjoy your weekend. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.